Why do you think people are so obsessed with aging? Like, everybody doesn't want to age. They want to stay, like, looking young forever.
Oh my God. You know, I just think that there is a time when, sadly, you know, I'm seeing it myself, right? Like, there, as we age, there are things about us that change that are hard to swallow, you know? And so, yeah, I think that this is, like, the, this will always be the thing, is that when people are in their 30s and 40s, they're like, yeah, they, you know, I look pretty good. And then your 50s roll around and nothing is quite where it used to be, you know?
Welcome to the Friends in Beauty podcast, a safe space for ambitious beauty industry creatives to have real talk, get authentic answers, and practical tools to grow their businesses. Join me every week as me and my special guest reveal the keys to longevity and success in the beauty industry, from the ups and downs of their journey to the nitty-gritty of their struggles and triumphs. We're spilling the tea on it all, and most importantly, having fun while doing it. You ready?
Hey, what's up? It's your best friend in beauty, Aquia Robinson. Welcome back to another episode of the Friends in Beauty podcast. I'm so happy to have you here, and I hope you're listening to this episode in high spirits and in good health. Now, on today's episode of the Friends in Beauty podcast, I'm really excited to welcome Dr. Noreen Galeria to the Friends in Beauty guest chair, because we are talking about beauty from the inside out today, because Dr. Galeria is the founder of Inner Glow, which provides supplements formulated with research-proven natural ingredients. So welcome to the Friends of Beauty podcast, Dr. Galeria.
Hi, Kuya. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm really, really excited to have you, because I'm a makeup artist. So I feel like the conversation around beauty is always so external as far as the things that we put on our skin when it comes to makeup and skincare and everything. But you have a product that's going to help us from the inside out, that Inner Glow that we're going to talk about today.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, I'm so excited. So before we get started, we're going to start off with some icebreakers just to get us warmed up. The Friends of Beauty audience can get to know you outside of what you do, outside of dermatology and Inner Glow. So the first one, just give us three random facts about you.
Oh, three random facts. I'm the mom of four teenagers. And so this is the only year in my life where I'll actually have four teens. I have a 13 to a 19. And so that keeps me really busy. What else? And we have three goats in our backyard. So we actually, my kids wanted pets, and one of them is allergic. So I actually just went on Google and I was like, what animals, you know, become attached to kids, just like cats and dogs, but can live only outside. And so there's this super cute Nigerian pygmy dwarf goat.
Oh my God.
So we got three of them and we've had them for 8 years. And so that is a completely random fact. I still can't believe we own goats. And so, yeah, the weekdays I'm Dr. Galeria, and on the weekends I'm Farmer Galeria.
I love that.
Yeah, it's fun. And then something else, let's see. And I actually have an interior design degree. And so when we were remodeling, I went back and, you know, I love beauty in people, but I realize I love beauty in places and spaces. And so, yeah, just something for myself.
Oh my gosh. I absolutely love your random facts. I know you must be pulling your hair out with four teenagers.
Yeah, I mean, there are days that I'm like, thank God I made this Inner Glow hair vitamin.
Right. And then the goats. Like, I am a huge animal lover, and it's just something about goats that just get me every single time. I think they are so cute, but I know they're mischievous sometimes too.
They're very mischievous. It's actually funny, you know, the only issue I have with these little goats is that you just can't plant. Like, you know, if I buy mums or whatever at this time of year, they eat everything. And so I had gone to Home Depot and I had got this one plant that I had read was goat proof. And so I brought it home and then I went inside to get gloves and stuff and soil. By the time I came out, the goats had eaten that goat proof plant and the sign that said goat proof.
Listen, jokes on y'all. Okay. It is not goat proof.
I know. Seriously.
I absolutely love that. What does self-care look like for you, balancing four children, your dermatology, Inner Glow? Like, what does self-care look like for you?
You know, I think for me, self-care is really taking taking a moment, like taking a beat every day. And so it's not always the same thing. Like sometimes it might be going for a walk. Sometimes it might be just, you know, making a cup of tea and sitting down to watch something with the kids. Sometimes it's a bath. Sometimes it's exercise. I really feel like I try to take time to do something, but it's really not always the same thing.
Yeah. I love that. Like just taking a beat every single day, like just pausing. I like to meditate in the morning. So for me, like my self-care happens like right when I wake up, because as the day goes on, it's not going to happen.
You lose the time. It's true.
Yeah. What do people always tell you that you're good at aside from what you do professionally?
I guess people are always telling me I'm good at balance. It's, you know, most people are talking about balance in the sense that I've got these kids and I've got this faith-based community and I've got a full-time job and I've got Inner Glow. But I actually think that the balance also shows through in my work. So, you know, one of the reasons Inner Glow has been so successful is because I took all of this kind of medical research and science, and then I was able to balance it with, you know, centuries of care that came from, you know, all these sages in Africa and India and China. And so I think really being able to balance and blend has also been the strength of our company.
Yeah, I like that. Balance is so important. It's so hard sometimes, but I'm glad that you're a master of it.
I wouldn't say master, but.
I love asking this question, but when is the last time that you did something for the first time? Any new experiences lately?
Well, I have 14, so I feel like every day is a new experience. I guess probably, you know, this past summer, my kids wanted to learn to surf. And so we went surfing this summer. Mm-hmm. They picked it up way faster than me. I was, you know, I have kind of this like healthy awareness of my own mortality now as I get older, and they don't. And so
fearless.
Every year we're doing something. Like the year before was scuba diving. And so I do have a lot of firsts, although I'm very cautious with them now.
Exactly. I can see that. A lot of people talk about skydiving and, you know, things like that. I'm like, I will meet you all on the ground and like wave you down, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And the last one for the icebreakers, if you weren't the founder of Inner Glow, is there anything else you could see yourself doing? You mentioned interior design, but aside from interior design too.
Well, I mean, I'm a full-time dermatologist, so it's that is something I truly love. And so actually, I think I would probably just be doing that full-time.
Yeah. And I always tell people too, if I knew I was going to end up in the beauty space, when I went to college, I would have focused on trying to be a dermatologist. If I knew I was going, I'm just so intrigued about like just the different layers of dermatology, especially like people like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
Like, that's like my jam.
I mean, it's an amazing field. It's an amazing field. Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw that you and your co-founder, you have over 40 years of experience combined between the two of you for, you know, starting Inner Glow. So what was like ultimately the inspiration behind starting the brand?
You know, so I've been a dermatologist for over 20 years. And I think that what was happening was I was seeing a lot of patients initially when we started with hair loss. And what would happen is I would look at these women, and more we're seeing that hair loss is starting at a really young age. And so like it never used to be 20 years ago that a 20-year-old would come in with hair loss, but now it's actually pretty common. And so I was looking and we realized that people were just not getting in a lot of the nutrition that they needed. So whether it was vitamins or it was minerals, you know, a lot more people are crash dieting, there's keto, there's vegans, there's vegetarians. And a lot of times it's hard to get all of the nutrients you need. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, what was happening is, you know, the way that our body works is if you give us, you know, X amount of nutrition, well, if this is what you have and this is what you need, your body's going to give it to the parts of you that it think matters the most. So your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, like they're going to get all of that nutrition. But guess what? Your hair, it comes in dead last. And so what I was really trying to do was I was trying to just find things over the counter that I could give my patients. So I'd say, okay, try this and try this and try a little bit of this. And patients started coming in with some of the supplements that I was recommending, and I didn't have a name. I would just say go buy, you know, X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And some of the vitamins were just not good quality at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would see, like, somebody would get a good quality vitamin, it would work. Somebody would get a bad one. And frankly, it was actually in some ways damaging. Like, a lot of people would come in with a ton of biotin, and it turns out that it would mask like thyroid disease or other diseases. So as I started to look, I was like, gosh, there's nothing out here. Like, there's no combination here that I can really give to my patients that has all 21 ingredients I keep telling them to find. And so the average vitamin had five, you know, maybe something had 10, but nothing had all 21. And so really, you know, I did not set out to start this vitamin company. It kind of, I just kept on saying for years, I was like, gosh, like, why can't some dermatologist make this vitamin? Like, why is this not out there? And eventually I realized if I wanted this vitamin, it was going to have to be me. So I kind of really fell into this. We researched it for 10 years. We took all of the science that was out there for hair. We looked at all of it. And then, you know, finally Inner Glow was born.
Wow. What makes a vitamin like bad quality?
So a lot of times it's how pure the ingredients are. So, you know, if I'm looking at a vitamin, if I'm saying it's bad quality, I will usually say, you know, the places things were sourced from weren't great. So, like, for example, let's say I'm putting turmeric into my hair vitamin. Well, if you have turmeric from a field that has GMO and has been sprayed with pesticides and, you know, is being, you know, kind of pulled out of the ground in a very unclean way and then ground up, well, to you, it's just powder. You're taking it in tablet form. But where that vitamin or supplement came from is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things that we look at. And, you know, all of our vitamins are non-GMO and third-party tested. And, you know, we look at where everything is coming from. But also, I think the other thing that happens is a lot of times if people don't have the science behind the vitamin, they figure if a little is good, more is better. And that's one of the problems we're really running into in hair vitamins. So somewhere along the line, somebody once heard that biotin is good. And so, you know, I think if you ask the average person on the street, they'll be like, yeah, I take biotin for my hair. But you can only take so much biotin. And after that, if you, you know, if you keep taking extra biotin, you will have problems. So like in COVID, it'll mask COVID positivity. So if you're on too much biotin and you do a COVID test, you're going to think you don't have COVID. Or if you have thyroid disease and that's why you're losing your hair, but you're on too much biotin, guess what? Your thyroid disease or your thyroid test won't show its true value.
Wow.
And so there's vitamins you can get out there now that have 50,000 times the amount of biotin that you're supposed to take in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a problem. We were finding these things that, you know, were on the market and they were being well marketed, you know,
right,
but weren't necessarily safe for our patients.
That is crazy. And I'm so glad that we're having this conversation because I also saw on your website that supplements do not have to be regulated by the FDA. And I had no idea that that was the case.
Yeah, you can. There's just the FDA has too much going on, you know, with the medicines. And so supplements are in this gray zone. Like, nobody is really controlling what you put into that bottle. So, a lot of times it can be a bottle of garbage.
Right. So that means I could just create a supplement without any knowledge of, you know, quantity of products or how much ingredients is supposed to go in a capsule and just sell it. And if my marketing is good, then people will eat it up.
Yes. Literally eat it up.
Literally, yes. Literally eat it up. That's insane. So you said that it took 10 years for you all to do the research. So what did that entail? What were you exactly researching before you decided to move forward with developing the product itself?
So, you know, dermatology and plastic surgery, which is the other half of this, you know, there's just a lot of information out there. But I don't think anyone has really ever taken the time to look at all of this research and see you know, what it is that's really beneficial. We've known about what vitamins and minerals are important, but one of the things InnerGlow has is a lot of nutraceuticals. And a nutraceutical is something that comes from a plant that actually will help our health in some way. So for example, something like ashwagandha, which controls stress-related hair loss, which in America, I think almost every woman has now, you know, or saw palmetto, which helps with hormonal hair loss, or things like collagen and turmeric. And so there's some soft research on all of that, but there's also, you know, centuries of knowledge. And so a lot of what we were doing was, you know, kind of collating and collecting all of that research from different sources. A lot of it was already there, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, over the years, we've seen tens of thousands of patients. And so we've really been able to kind of see what works and see what doesn't work in different people.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a journey.
Yeah, I love when I hear people say like the duration of time that it has taken them to do something, because I feel like a lot of times people are just such in a rush to get a product out that they don't take the time to do the research and test it out, get the information. They just want to put something out. But yeah, it took 10 years to just do the research to make sure that you were doing, you know, things properly. And I absolutely, absolutely love that. Have you received any like pushback as far as the naturopathic side of things? Because I know some people kind of lean more towards the allopathic. That's what we're used to. But when the naturopathic world is introduced, they kind of have like some pushback sometimes.
Absolutely. You know, I think that was part of the reason we wanted some research. So there's nothing in this that has not been researched in some way. So, for example, if we put saw palmetto in, we know what dose is likely to work, or we know what dose of ashwagandha is likely to work, or there's a fern that grows in South America that works as an internal sunscreen. I mean, there's decades of research behind it. So one of the things that I think has helped this product a lot is that even if it is a plant-based or naturopathic product, there is science behind it.
Yeah, I like that. Tell us about the products that you do have. I know you mentioned the hair, the skin and nails. What else?
Yeah, that was, so the hair, skin and nails was kind of our, I'd say flagship, you know, that was the original product that we really put a lot of time and effort in, into. And then the second one we started working on is, it's called Age Defense. And Age Defense is, a tablet that not only slows your aging, but also will help to prevent skin cancers. And it, we kind of, you know, we dub it as an internal sunscreen, although we always say you have to use sunscreen. As a dermatologist, I'm never going to say you don't have to use sunscreen, but think of it as a kind of an internal boost. Okay. And so what we were doing was we were looking at these patients who were coming in, and many of them, you know, had skin cancer or sunburns, but many just had photo aging. They had melasma and they had pigment and they had, you know, freckling, and everyone was looking for a way to slow this sun-induced aging. And so that's, you know, where our second product came in, the Age Defense. And then the third product, which is relatively new, is called Soul Defense. And that's actually a gummy. And that was really meant for people who were like, oh God, I just cannot swallow tablets, but I know that the sun is responsible for 80% of my aging. So can you make something that I can take if I'm out all day on the soccer field, at the beach, you know, at a barbecue, and I just want something that's going to amp up my internal protection. And so the gummy has been kind of an unexpected hit, because I just felt like, well, everyone's going to take the tablet. But, you know, I think the gummy makes it easy. A lot of people are giving it to the kids. Derms have really loved this product. And so it's, you know, I think it's become, for me, unexpectedly popular.
Yeah, that is super cool. Because I remember when I was younger, I could not swallow pills. And my mom would give us like natural herbs and stuff to take, one of which was golden seal. And if you ever had golden seal before, it is disgusting. I trained myself how to swallow those capsules because I did not want to take the powder. So I love the fact that you have a gummy for the Soul Defense, because that's really cool. And like, what was the importance for you in particular of making the products? I saw that it's kosher, it's halal. Like, what was the importance of that for you?
You know, I know when I was trying to pull things off the shelf to give to my patients, you know, I see a lot of patients. So I see a wide variety of people with different dietary needs. Mm-hmm. And it was tough. It was tough to give things to everybody. And so when we launched this, we really were trying so hard to make something that, you know, a dermatologist could give somebody or a patient could pick up off the shelf and it would be good for everybody. So we were looking at, you know, good testing, but also purity. The both of the anti-aging ones are vegan and vegetarian. The hair is not. It's actually pescatarian, only because I needed the fish collagen to really get good hair growth. And so for me, I think being able to appeal to a wide group of people, there's a lot of diversity. And I think that I wanted to be a part of contributing to, you know, allowing that diversity to really shine and for everyone to use my products rather than making it, you know, maybe a little more easily, but then only a subset of people could really take it.
Yeah, I like that. Why do you think people are so obsessed with aging? Like everybody doesn't want to age. They want to stay like looking young forever.
My God, you know, I just think that there is a time when sadly, you know, I'm seeing it myself, right? Like there, as we age, there are things about us that change that are hard to swallow, you know? And so, yeah, I think that this is like the, this will always be the thing is that when people are in their 30s and 40s, they're like, yeah, you know, I look pretty good. And then your 50s roll around. And nothing is quite where it used to be, you know? And I don't know if it's so much of an, I mean, I think, yes, the younger generations, I will call it an obsession. Like, I think when you're 20 and you're as gorgeous as you're going to be, maybe you don't need, you know, everything that everyone is doing. And I tell my teens this all the time. But by 50, I think you're looking at how you look now. And it does look different. It's, you know, it's a process.
Okay, I guess I have something to look forward to get the answer to that question. Like, okay, I'm 50 now, so I understand. Because people always tell me I look younger. Well, I do look younger than what I really am. So I'm just praying that I think now is the time for me to really start taking some supplements and some things so I could stay looking young.
You know, I really think that people should start before they feel it, right? Mm-hmm. Because once you've lost enough collagen that you've look old or you've lost enough hair that, you know, you can see visible hair loss. I'm not going to say it's too late, but it's almost too late to go natural. You know, like if you really want to use sunscreen and anti-aging and exercise and the right foods, well, you've got to start before things really, you know, start to break down.
Are you ready to reach a whole new audience and skyrocket your brand's visibility? Introducing your golden opportunity. You can advertise your product, service, or business here on the Friends and Beauty Podcast. This is the ultimate platform to connect with a vibrant community of beauty enthusiasts, professionals, and trendsetters. Our devoted listeners are passionate about all things beauty, and your message deserves to be heard. Whether you're a makeup brand, a skincare guru, salon owner, or anything in between, this is your chance to captivate a dedicated audience. Imagine your brand's name resonating through earbuds, sparking conversations, and inspiring action. This is your chance to make waves in a sea of possibilities. So don't wait. Step into the spotlight and let your message be heard, okay? Connect with us today at friendsandbeauty.com/advertise to seize your moment on the Friends and Beauty Podcast. Don't worry, I'll leave everything down below for you. And elevate your brand, capture attention, and make an impact. I look forward to sharing your brand with my friends and beauty, okay? So let's go ahead and jump back into the episode.
Yeah. As a part of your research, I think I talked to another doctor before that talked about how certain supplements, well, when you take supplements, a lot of it comes out in your urine. Like some of your body absorbs like some of it, but then it also is excreted in like your urine. Like how do you, I guess, regulate or is there a way to regulate how much somebody can absorb from the product or is everybody different?
So everyone is a little different, but not very different. So there are these things called the RDA, like the recommended daily allotments for your vitamins, for example. And like when I was saying earlier, there's some people who have 50,000 times the amount of recommended biotin. We know that, you know, the majority of that is going to get peed out. But sometimes people like to see the bigger number, so they buy it. And While it's being peed out, well, your body had to work to get 50,000 times the amount of vitamin out. So guess what? Your kidneys are working harder. It's circulating through your blood. There are things that it's doing that can be harmful to you. So, you know, I think that there are certain vitamins we have to be very careful not to give too much of. Like, for example, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, K. There's certain vitamins that we know if you give too much, it'll actually build up in your body. You can get a little, you know, you can overdose somebody, but the majority will be peed out. It's just that, you know, your body at the end of the day is a machine and it depends on how optimally it's functioning. So if you are somebody who has, for example, kidney issues, it can, or liver issues, it can pose a real problem. And so we've been very careful. You know, one of the early kind of mantras of this vitamin was everything you need and nothing you don't. And one of the reasons we were saying that was because there was so much out there that was just, they were kind of just throwing stuff into their bottles, you know, hoping something would stick. And this, that was not what our product was. And so if you look at the bottle, you'll see that nothing is really in excess of the amounts you need, because if you're taking something consistently, you just need that extra little bit to, you know, be able to supply your hair, your nails, or your skin.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try the gummies for sure. Is the oral sunscreen something that's innovative, or is our other brands doing it? I've never seen it before.
So our oral sunscreen has kind of, I would say, our mix is proprietary of the things that we have in it. One of the main ingredients is something called Polypodium leucotomos. And that is a fern that And so it's a fern from South America. It grows in other places, but originally from South America. And that is a fern that kind of grows in this heat. And if you think about, you know, nutraceuticals, we're kind of harnessing plant power. So this is a fern that has gotten really good at kind of being in this blazing sun and protecting itself from the sun. And so when we take that and we, you know, purify it and we put it into a supplement, that kind of internal sunscreen, if I may call it that, like that internal layer of protection that the plant had made for itself, we can take it in and benefit from it. And this is something that, you know, there were tribes in the olden days that would actually brew it and drink it as a tea for sun protection. So it's been around for a while. So that's kind of what I mean when I say it's important to go back and look at these centuries of data, because, I mean, these people knew what they were doing for eons, right? So that's actually where someone first noticed that, hey, this actually gives you, you don't burn as fast. I don't feel the heat. My eyes don't sunburn, for example. And so this is a fern that's been studied, you know, quite extensively.
Yeah, nature is so cool, how you can just go back to nature and it's just so get what cool. you need. Yeah. I just went to this this pop-up, DC Mutual Aid pop-up, apothecary pop-up, that my mom is a part of. And they were giving away nutraceuticals there. And I got this one called vitamins or something like that. Something with vitamins in it. Cause I don't take vitamins. I do not take vitamins. So that's why I'm so excited to talk to you. Cause I'm like, I need some supplements in my life because I'm not doing
it. You're a high powered woman. I imagine you could benefit from a little supplementation.
I can. And then like, as far as the UVB exposure, I feel like a lot of people really underestimate the power of the sun. Like they don't even think about it. Can you talk to us about the UVB exposure comparison test that you did and the results that you got from it?
Sure. So, you know, there's, when we're looking at the UV rays, there's UVA and then there's UVB. And then there's also a couple other things, but UVA actually is the type of sun that goes deeper into our skin. So that is the sun that will cause wrinkles. It'll cause freckling. What we really call photoaging. That's what UVA does. Mm-hmm. And then there's UVB, which kind of causes our immediate browning. So like if you go in the sun, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm a shade darker than I was, you know, 45 minutes ago. That comes from the UVB. And so some of the studies that we were doing were on UVB specifically because it's a quick way to tell if the vitamin is working. Right. So what we would do is we would sunburn, you know, the inner forearm of somebody with a certain amount of UVB light. And then we would give them the glow gummy or the age defense. And these things, they take about an hour to work in your body. So after an hour, like the next day, we would wait an hour and then we would sunburn the other arm. And you can actually see, if you go on the website or on Instagram, there's a pretty big difference. It's a discernible difference between if you have no inner glow on board versus if you have inner glow on board. Right. And, you know, to help show the difference, we did the studies without sunscreen, but, you know, generally if you're wearing sunscreen, think of this as kind of that added boost of protection to really slow your aging, slow your tanning and burning, slow your freckling.
Yeah. Could people use it without using sunscreen?
So, you know, I know people do, right? So you're never going to hear that from me. I really, really want you all to wear sunscreen. It is, you know, if the sun is responsible for 80% of your aging, if you could do one thing to slow your aging, that's what it would be. And so I won't use it, I'll tell you, without sunscreen. But like, yes, are there a ton of men who I see as patients who are like, oh, I don't wear sunscreen, but I'll take that gummy.
Yeah. There are.
It's not my recommendation.
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of like really fascinating client results have you seen that have just blown you away with any of the products? Or I'll say in particular, the hair, skin, and nails. Like, what kind of results have you seen from your clients that was like, whoa, like, I'm proud I made this?
Yeah, you know, I think that the most impressive results that we were seeing were with, and I think this is, you know, always the way with a supplement. If you've chronically been deprived of something, it takes a little longer for us to see results. But if there's kind of an acute deprivation, it's really amazing how fast, you know, something like this will show you results. So examples would be you get COVID and your hair falls out because hair loss was a big deal in COVID. Or you are deficient in, you know, one of these vitamins. And I have seen entire heads of hair grow back after about 12 weeks of taking it. And it's, you know, it changes people's lives. Like, I think that hair loss is, people underestimate kind of the psychological impact of hair loss. And, you know, people have said to me, well, you wear a scarf, like, you know, like, why are you why do you care about hair loss? And, you know, I'm choosing to wear a scarf, but my hair matters a lot to me. And so the health of it.
You take the scarf off sometime, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do. And, you know, and I think for me, it's very personal. Like, you know, your hair is really your crown. And, I really feel like when I'm able to bring someone's hair back, it really makes a very huge impact on just kind of who they are as a person, all their self-esteem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I know a couple of people who are going through, unfortunately, like going through cancer right now with like the chemo, and their hair is like, you know, falling. And I try to encourage them, like, well, at least you have a nice shaped head, you know, at least you don't have, you know, a crazy shaped head. But yeah, I could definitely understand how that can take a hit on someone's confidence.
And it will, you know, even in things like chemo, the hair vitamin will bring back hair. So, you know, I think for everyone, what's happening now is that, you know, if I go back to kind of, we only have so much of this nutrition and our body is choosing to give it to our heart and our lungs and our kidneys and not always to our hair. If you can bump up your supplementation so that you have enough to give your hair, everybody sees a difference. Even if you don't think you have hair loss, you'll see that your hair looks better. But for people who really have a deficiency in something or have had a major stressor, an illness, chemo, COVID, I think the results are very dramatic.
Yeah. As a dermatologist, how do you feel about makeup in general? Like, I see a lot of things starting to come out now, or what are they called? I don't know. It's not like, I guess commercials or stuff or announcements coming out saying how, you know, certain ingredients, even in the makeup, can cause, you know, skin cancer or just internal problems and things like that. Have you seen any of that with your practice?
You know, I'm a fan of makeup. I like it. I think that in the olden days, and by olden days, I know I'm dating myself, but like 20 years ago, there were makeups that were less ideal, right? And they would, we hadn't figured it out yet, you know? And so there were makeups you would put on and they would clog your pores. And I'd see people coming in with like a ton of acne or, other issues, even sometimes like infections, like bacterial infections. But for the most part, everything out there now is really high quality. I mean, you can go into a drugstore, you can go into a high-end, kind of mall department store, and you're going to find that things are non-comedogenic and they're, not going to clog your pores. They're made with high quality pigments. And so I think that I really haven't seen, there's some specific makeups I won't recommend for certain patients. I'll say, oh, if you have this type of acne, stay away from X, Y, and Z. But as a whole, I like makeup. Yeah, I think that it's come a long way. And I think that, I don't really have a problem at all. I never tell my patients to stop wearing makeup unless they've picked up something, on the off chance it's like clogging your pores or something.
Okay, got you. I just thought about something too with the hair, skin, and nails. And you mentioned that a lot of younger people are starting to see hair loss very young. Have you noticed any lifestyle similarities with them? I know a lot of young people like to eat like fast food and, McDonald's and, certain things like that. Have you seen that as a contributing factor?
The thing that I'm seeing the most actually is that there's a lot of chronic stress.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And so that I think is really the unifying factor. So sometimes it'll be like, oh, they were on an all keto diet or they became vegan, but didn't know how to get their protein in. But, if you think about the way our bodies are kind of evolutionarily conditioned to respond to stress, the way that it works is, back in the day, like in the fight and flight response, if you had an acute stress, like you were being chased by a lion or a bear, your body would shut down all of the things that were not important. So when you have stress and you release a lot of cortisol, one of the things your body does is it says, shut down hair production because I'm stressed. And when I'm being chased by a bear, this is not the time for me to be trying to grow out these luscious locks,
Right.
But nobody has that anymore. What we have now in society is we have chronic stress. And so imagine our stress is like low lying. We've got a tough job or, school is hard or a hard breakup or, kind of some low lying medical problem, but our body doesn't know how to differentiate that stress. So now chronically your body is like, okay, stop growing hair. I've got stress. And I think the younger subset has really unfortunately fallen prey to that. There's a lot of stress and stress management, especially after COVID, isn't great. So I see a lot of hair loss in young people and a lot of it I think is stress induced. And that's one of the reasons. Say that again.
It's social media too.
Yeah, social media too. I mean, there's times when people don't feel good about themselves. And so one of the reasons that we've put all these anti-inflammatories and things like ashwagandha into our hair vitamin is because we recognize that, this is an increasing problem. Hair loss is really on the rise.
Yeah, that's, and I talked to so many people here on the podcast who have products now, including yourself now, to help people like grow their hair back, because I didn't realize that it was such a thing, like alopecia, all the things, the stress. It's sad. It's really sad. Do you have a PSA for people? Okay, I'll say it like this. I have a lot of friends who I tell, it's especially men, it's mostly the men, people of color, that I'm like, you have to wear sunscreen. And we think because we're chocolate, because we got,
Black don't crack. I hear that all the time from my Black patients.
We don't need to put on sunscreen. Like, if you could give a PSA to people of color in particular about the importance of sunscreen, no matter how dark you are, like, what would you say to them?
So, I do this every day, right, in the office. And I always tell patients, I'm like, listen, you are not going to burn. And maybe your risk of skin cancer isn't as high as somebody who has really fair skin. But you know what you're going to get? You're going to get pigmentation. And you're going to get these dark patches. And you're going to get those little, thick freckly dots. And you're going to get melasma. And eventually you will get these deep lines. And so all of that is sun induced. And so I always say, if you could see yourself in 10 years having worn sunscreen and having not, you would choose the sunscreen every time.
I could only imagine looking like a raisin or something.
Yeah.
That is crazy. So I would love to know, like, what led you to dermatology when you were choosing a field of study or a career path for yourself 20 plus years ago? Why did you choose dermatology?
Gosh, I think, when I look back now, I don't think I realized this 20 years ago when I was choosing dermatology. At that time, I would have told you, I love that you can do everything in dermatology. So you can see, if you come in to see me as a patient, I can see your entire skin, as opposed to if I'm a liver doctor, there's a lot of guesswork and testing. With the skin, it's not like that. I love that I can lay eyes on somebody and really diagnose them. And then I like the well-roundedness. I can do pathology and look at your biopsies. I can do surgery. I can do cosmetics. I can do medical derm. So that really attracted me when I was in med school. But I have to say, if I look back even further to like when I was a kid, I was always that kid who loved lotions and potions. I was like before my time, like now I see my teens are on social media and I'm like, don't put that on your face. And they're like, no, but this influencer said so.
TikTok
I
told me to do
remember.
it.
Yeah, all the time. I remember being a kid who just loved, I love cream, I love products. And so I wonder if, that probably initially got me interested.
I love that. Where'd you go to school?
So I'm originally Canadian. I was born and raised in Canada. And so I went to McMaster and Western in Canada. And then after I got married, I transferred over to Jefferson Medical College in Philadelphia.
Nice. I saw you teach students at Georgetown or something like that, George Washington. Are you a professor too?
So I have I guess it's called like a I think it's called an affiliate teaching degree or something. And so I have those students who are interested in dermatology. They come and they rotate with me in the office. And so they'll get to see me when I'm seeing patients, and we'll talk about different diagnoses. It's been good. I was an assistant professor for a long time at the University of Utah and the University of Rochester. And so I love that academic feel. And, when you're in private practice, sometimes you lose that. So I love being able to, have students come in.
Are you in the DC area?
I'm in Northern Virginia.
Oh, okay. I gotta come see you then.
Yeah, come see me. We
I'm
have
in
three
DC.
offices outside of DC. The closest is probably about 20, 30 minutes away.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm in DC, like DC proper.
DC proper.
Yeah, born and raised here. That's so cool. I gotta come see what you're doing over there. How has your career evolved over the years? Like, I know you mentioned like the Interglow was something that you did not foresee. How has it gone? Like, according to plan, not so according to plan.
Interglow is not something I had foreseen. So if you asked me, a decade ago, like, is this part of the plan? No, it wasn't. And I would say that the dermatology part went according to plan. And I love it. I still love it to this day. It's kind of what led me to Interglow. It just allowed me to, kind of give my knowledge to a wider group of people. I can only see like maybe 30 patients in a day, but this way, hundreds of people every day can benefit. But I will say that what I didn't anticipate was the difficulty of running a business. A lot of people will look at me and they'll be like, well, you went to school for like a billion years. Like, you must know how to run a business. And no, like, I could keep you healthy and hopefully alive, but I can't market my product. Like, I didn't know any of that. And so I think if I look at the way my life has evolved, I would say I have had to put on many more hats than I anticipated. I went to school for a very long time to learn something. And I think what I was really good at was kind of formulating and creating this product. But then when I finished, I was like, okay, here's the product. And well, that's just the first step when you're talking about a business. And so this is really, I would say this has really been an adventure. It's not something I was trained in, and it really is on the job learning.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that because I was going to ask you what kind of challenges you experienced with entrepreneurship. But in terms of having this product now and like just like the business landscape changing as far as what you have to do to even push a product out there, what
Yeah.
kind of like unforeseen expenses or unforeseen like people did you have to hire in order to like promote the brand and like brand awareness and all of the things that go into it?
Yeah, so that is a definite work in progress. You know, like the things that even simple things like hiring somebody for website design or label, you know, like design, gosh, everything is something that I had to learn. And I do really love that my interior design, I feel like, came in here because I was, you know, I might not know a lot about creation, but I did know what I liked. And so I could say, I love this label or I love this website design. And that was great. But gosh, I mean, I think every day, Aquia, there's a unforeseen, you know, something that happens. Like, I'll give you an example. When we finally got our vitamins, I remember it was in COVID. And it was, you know, we were just starting out. So we have this, you know, kind of this separate room in our house. And I said, okay, well, we'll get the delivery and we'll put it into that room. And so it was a delivery. It's like Amazon comes to our door every day. I didn't think much of it. And then the truck arrives and it's got pallets and pallets of these vitamins, and it's COVID. So he won't come up the driveway and he definitely won't come in the house. And so he just kind of dropped them on the road and took off. And I was like, please, can I pay you? Can I, you know, like, how can I get these vitamins into my house? And he was
like, 6 feet, ma'am. Stand back.
He was like, it is COVID. He's like, this is as far as I'm going to go. And it was supposed to rain that day. And so my kids, I mean, this, you know, workforce of four kids came in handy, but my kids were homeschooling. So I was like, kids, no school today. And we literally, there were like boxes of 12, and we ran up and down the driveway with these boxes trying to get them all in before it rained for the very first shipment. And my kids, I remember they were complaining and my husband was laughing. He's like, you know, mom's vitamins, they're already making you guys healthier. But, you know, and so now we know, right? As we've grown, we have this temperature controlled facility and we have people to receive the vitamins. But boy, when you're starting, every single thing is new. And in COVID, there weren't that many people to ask. You know, it wasn't like it was pre-COVID or even post. Information was just a little harder to come by.
What does production and fulfillment look like now that you're out of COVID? Like, who's fulfilling the orders? Who's shipping it out? Like, what does that look like?
So, yeah, it's, you know, in the beginning, it was me because I felt like I wanted to learn the processes so I could troubleshoot them and I could know what was efficient, what wasn't. And so, yes, now we have a team of people who do fulfillment. And that has been great because one of the things I've learned is if you do want to grow, you have to take some of these smaller tasks off of your plate. Like I can't do everything. And I sure did try in the beginning. And that is something that I think would have really led to a lot of burnout.
Yeah, definitely. That's where I am now, is like taking stuff off of my plate to slowly but surely free up time to do, you know, other things that are, you know, just as impactful. But yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask you a question about the hair, skin, and nails. So I have a lot of hair. My hair is like past my butt. It's up in this bun right now, but it's very long. So would you recommend, like, for somebody like me to take the age defense? Is it age defense or defense? Would you recommend me take that for my skin instead of taking like hair, skin, and nails? Because I don't want my hair to grow anymore.
Yeah. So I think probably I would recommend age defense, but what a lot of people do is, especially, you know, women like you who have beautiful hair, you're young, you've got a really busy lifestyle. Maybe they don't take the full dose of the hair, skin, and nails, but they take one occasionally. You know, the full dose is actually 3 tablets, which is a lot because there's, you know, there's just a lot of stuff in there, the collagen and the turmeric and the ashwagandha and all that. But maybe you take one a day. You know, and you just give yourself that little bit of nutrition that you might be lacking, because I don't think it's so much about hair growth. It's more about preventing hair loss.
Oh, okay.
And it will grow your hair, yes, and you're not trying to do that, but maybe that's why you don't take the full dose.
Gotcha.
Maybe you take enough that, you know, you're not dealing with hair loss come, you know, 10 years from now or something.
Gotcha. Are these vitamins a substitute for like multivitamins, or do we still have to take multivitamins too?
They can be. I mean, you know, a lot of us as physicians don't really feel like we need multivitamins if we have a really balanced diet. I will say they have, you know, the majority of vitamins and minerals that you need.
Got you. Do you have any plans of adding more products to your arsenal, or this is
There's
it?
a couple of things in the works. I, you know, the this is kind of this these are my babies. So, you know, this is kind of the line that I really wanted to create. I think in the future we may kind of specialize the hair vitamin as it becomes more popular. And you know, so right now it's unisex. Men and women can both take it. And for some reason, men hate taking something that's also made for women. I
He's going to
find
be
it
singled out.
fascinating. And so in the future we may tweak a little bit, but no, I don't have any plans yet.
Got you. Got you. Okay. So, Dr. Galeria, like, what do you want your legacy to be with your dermatology practice and Innerglow?
Oh gosh, you know, I wish that trying to think what I want my legacy to be. You know, I really love I made this to help, right? So I made this to help patients. And one of the things that I have really loved doing with it is giving back. And so we have this women supporting women arm to Innerglow. And I remember when I was doing this, I was like, gosh, you know, I have put away some money for this. And it is still a lot of money and a lot of effort. And there is a lot that goes into launching a brand.
Yeah.
And so sometime during the development process, I had kind of pledged to myself that, hey, if I can get this off the ground the first month, I will donate 100% of my profit to help other women in need.
Okay.
Because it's not easy. And it's not easy even if you have put aside some money for it. And so if the money is a problem and then you have all the other issues, it's a major barrier. And so the first month I did, I gave to, you know, we obviously didn't make a ton the first month, but I gave it all away. And it was to, you know, organizations like Dress for Success and Black Girls Code and helping, you know, with resumes for women who might be coming back into the workforce. And, you know, since then we have continued to pledge 10% of our profits every month to help women and children in need. So as our, you know, as we've grown a little bit. Some of the projects have grown, so we give a lot now to women who might be, you know, in poverty-stricken areas, war-torn areas. We recently gave to the to women who were struggling after the earthquakes in Morocco. And so every couple of months, we'll choose something different. But I would love to know that I had an impact in helping somebody else, not just my patients, which, you know, hopefully I hope that I already am having that impact, but to be able to give back to people who really have a dream and can't quite, you know, bring it to fruition, that would really make me happy.
I absolutely love that because, like you said, especially the things that just come up unexpectedly that you had no clue about. You can make a business plan, you can have everything lined up, but then you might get a flood in your facility, or you might,
Oh, yeah.
something crazy can happen, and that's an unexpected expense that can a lot of times just take people out of business. So I'm so happy that you're like helping other women in business, fulfill their dreams. I just had the craziest thing happen to me like a month ago, almost a month ago now. I got an award. But I knew I was getting the award, but then in addition to that, they surprised me with a $10,000 grant for my
Wow,
business.
that's amazing.
And I was like, I'm still blown away. I'm still in
Yeah.
shock about it, but I just want to be really strategic about like what I do with it. And just so grateful for, organizations like yourself that, see the potential in other people and like pour into them that way. I love that.
Yeah,
I know
I think giving back is really important.
it's really important. And I know that like the more that your brand grows, the more people that you'll be able to help. But is there anything that makes you nervous about like the brand growing like bigger than what it is right now?
You know, I'm excited about the idea of the brand growing. I have learned that, gosh, there's going to be so many hiccups around, along the way. So I think I was more nervous initially, and now I'm just a little more optimistic. I feel like I've, you know, been doing this now for a handful of years, and there isn't really a, you know, there isn't an obstacle that is insurmountable, right? It's just that sometimes you have to take a beat and, you know, wait and be patient. And I think if you do that, it really is, you know, most things we can conquer.
Absolutely. I agree. Is there anything else that's coming up next for you that you can share?
Just focused on, you know, these specific products. I'm actually, most of what this year is going to be is really getting the word out.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay. I love that. Well, this has been such a great conversation for me. I learned so much today. I'm really appreciative of your time. But before I let you go, I have to ask you the Friends and Beauty rapid fire questions.
Okay, let's do it.
You'll be great. I think you'll be great. If you need to elaborate on it, that's fine. But the first one is, what are the top three keys to your success so far?
I would say faith is probably number one. It's important to kind of know that things will unfold in their own time. And especially when you have a business and you're like, oh, there's this delay and there's that delay and this isn't going to work. I feel like my faith has really carried me through when I would have otherwise been really disappointed.
Yeah.
And then patience. I mean, maybe that's like faith, but I think faith allows you to have patience.
Yes.
And then I would say one of the keys is I really do think you have to be yourself. When I first started, everybody was like, oh, okay, you're a dermatologist, so you should definitely get on social media and start dancing with your bottles. And I was like, you know, I think I just need to be me. Like, this really isn't who I am. And that has been a work in progress, kind of, you know, be you, be unique. And, you know, and the, I really feel like for us, the science shines. And so, yeah, I'm kind of glad I haven't had to do that.
I love that. So faith, patience, and being yourself. Mm-hmm. Second one, how do you measure your success?
I guess it would go back to what we were saying earlier, being able to help others. I love when a patient comes in and says, oh, Dr. Galeria, look, like I didn't sunburn and, you know, I took your vitamin, or look at all this baby hair that's coming out, or, you know, I just, you know, I love that. And so that's really how I measure my success.
I love that. What's the best advice you've ever received, or a piece of advice that's just always stuck with you?
You know, I think especially for new founders, but founders who are women and women of color, I just really want to tell anybody who's listening today, don't confuse your inexperience with incompetence. Because people often will say, you know, I don't know. And just because you don't know doesn't mean you can't learn. Right. And, you know, I think it's important if you have an idea, surround yourself with people who do know. And, you know, this is, like I said, people always think, oh, well, you have an MD, you definitely have the experience. But no, I don't have experience in so much of what goes into a business, the marketing or the fulfillment. I had to learn all of it. And I did it by surrounding myself with good people and then learning from them. And so I think if someone's listening and they have a dream, you know, pursue it. Don't let what you don't know hold you back.
Absolutely. What advice would you give to another woman founder right now who is just ready to give up on their business? They're not seeing the results that they want. And they're like, I'm just going to go ahead and dissolve this thing and go back to work.
You know, someone once told me, they said, if you put in blood, sweat, and tears, and maybe 5 years or more of work, people will say you're an overnight success. And, you know, there's a lot of truth to it, right? I mean, we pound the pavement in the background for months and years sometimes before we hit success. And so I would say take a little break if you're feeling frustrated, and then get up, brush yourself off, and get going. Because, you know, if you believe in your product, it's, you know, it will, you will have the success you want if you keep at it.
So I love that. People will call you an overnight success. You've been at this thing researching for a decade.
I mean, yeah. And they're like, oh, look at that great product.
I love that. What's a resource that has helped you or helps you in your business that you can share with the Friends and Beauty community?
Sure, I'm a great person to ask for resources because I still am learning so much myself. I read a lot. And so I think for me, that has really, you know, if I don't know something about marketing, I'll pick up a book. If I don't need to know something about fulfillment, I'll pick up a book. So for me, reading has really been a major resource that I have used. But yeah, I wish I had better networking in this world. I think it probably would have helped me faster.
Oh yeah, I love networking. That is my jam. That's how Friends in Beauty started, actually, as networking events. And I did the podcast during the pandemic. Yep. And the last one, fill in the blank for me and just say, like, my name is blank. And the key to longevity and success is whatever you think it is personally.
My name is Noreen Galeria. And the key to longevity and success in my mind is choosing a product that you're really passionate about.
Because I feel like a lot of people expect people to be more passionate about their stuff than they are. Like,
I mean, sometimes you're like, this is a great idea, and so I'm going to pursue it. But, you know, the path to being a founder is long and it's hard. And so unless you really have a lot of passion, there's just a lot of days you're going to want to give up.
Absolutely. And I feel like that, like, at least once a month.
Yeah. And I think it's important, right? It's important for us to acknowledge it. So when other people feel it and they see someone like you who's so successful sitting in the seat, they're like, yeah, even she has those days.
And we still push through.
Yeah.
Still push through. This has been so great. I do want to share with you all, Dr. Galeria was kind enough to give us a discount code. Is it FIB15?
Yes.
FIB15 for 15% off of Inner Glow. So I know I'm definitely going to take advantage, and I hope that you do too. Before you go, please share if you have any social media or website that you want people to visit to stay connected with you, your brand. You can share anything you want to share.
Thank you. So our website is www.innerglowvitamins.com. And then Inner Glow Vitamins is also our Instagram and Facebook handle. So yeah, please check us out. I would love for you,
you
know,
will not see her on there dancing with her bottles.
You
okay?
Will not. You won't see me dancing.
Thank you so much for sharing with us today. I really appreciate it.
It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Friends in Beauty podcast. Don't forget, sharing is caring. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with another friend in beauty. Give it a thumbs up and subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review so that other friends in beauty can find the show. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Connect with us on all social media platforms at Friends in Beauty, hashtag Friends in Beauty to join the conversation, and join our Friends in Beauty Facebook community to stay connected. Talk to you soon.